All praise and thanks are due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the most merciful of all those who show mercy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise the rank of our most beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger who was sent as a mercy to all mankind, and protect his nation from that which he fears for it. Among what the Prophet conveyed and is obligatory to believe in are the Day of Judgment, Resurrection and Assembly. The Day of Judgment is also called the Qiyamah Day. It begins when the people come out of their graves and lasts until the people of Paradise reside in Paradise and the people of Hellfire reside in Hell. On that day, the sun will be very close to the heads of the people. Also, many hardships will occur from which the pious Muslims will be safe. The people will be gathered for the judgment and their deeds and will be presented to them. Also, their deeds will be weighed in the balance. One pan will hold the good deeds and the other pan will hold the bad deeds. The resurrection is when the graves open and the people come out of them for the judgment. The bodies that have decayed will be recreated. These will be the bodies of other than the prophets and the martyrs. The earth will not eat the bodies of such honorable people, that is, their bodies will not decay. Similarly, the earth will not eat the bodies of some highly righteous Muslims, walis, that is, their bodies will also not decay. The assembly occurs after the resurrection. The people will be gathered at a place to be questioned about their deeds. This place is the changed earth. This earth that we are on now will be changed on the Day of Judgment to a flat earth with no mountains or valleys. The assembled people are in three categories. The first type will be assembled, fed, riding and dressed. These people are the pious Muslims who were in this life performing their obligations and avoiding the sins. The second type will be assembled barefoot and naked. These are the Muslim major sinners. And the third and final type will be assembled and dragged on their faces. These are the non-believers. It was mentioned concerning the torture of the arrogant people that they will be gathered having the size of ants but the shape of humans. As an insult, the other people will step on the arrogant people but they will not die. This all happens by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to grant us the power and ability to be grateful for the endowments that He has bestowed upon us and to guide us to performing the good deeds in sincerity. Ameen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And Allah knows best.